through life. I try to do what's right. I don't expect you to spend all my money. I stay out half the night. I give you enough life for you to go and have yourself. One more lonely woman, take care of yourself.
This next one is an Otis Rush tune called It Takes Time.
Thank you. No, we didn't forget to fade up the vocal. They do it these days as an instrumental, and doesn't it work well? Peter Green and the Splinter Group with one of Peter's biggest hits from his Fleetwood Mac days, Man of the World. You're listening to Radio 2. This is Paul Jones with The Blues Show, devoted to last Monday's concert at Symphony Hall, Birmingham, featuring John Mayall and Peter Green. And we're not far off the moment when the two blues giants were reunited on stage for a bit of a jam. It came when Peter and the band delighted the crowd with a couple of things from their new tribute album to Robert Johnson, starting with Steady Rolling Man.
Off the acoustic set and invite on to someone you all know, Mr. John Mayall. accompanying on mouth organ. California,
sweet home.
My sweet home, Chicago. Gonna get your business sewn out in the street.
Together for about 25 years, isn't it? Is it that long? 26 years.
Well, however many years it is, the godfather of British blues, John Mayall, jamming on harmonica with the prodigal son, Peter Green. The historic reunion of the two men who first played together when Peter replaced Eric Clapton in the Blues Breakers back in 1966. The John Mayall, Peter Green bandwagon rolls into Hanley tomorrow night, Sunderland on Saturday, and Glasgow and Edinburgh over the weekend. And then they visit just about every corner of the country before finishing at the Albert Hall on the 2nd of June. 31 dates in 33 days, so check your local press or phone 08700 100 200. That's the Radio 2 information line, who have a list of all the dates and venues, as well as albums by the bands and so on. The number again, 08700 100 200. And don't forget, national call rates apply. Just let me say a final thank you to Peter Green's Splinter Group, Nigel Watson on guitar, Roger Cotton keyboards and a little bit of guitar, and then in the engine room, Larry Tolfrey on drums and Peter Stroud bass. Excellent. And in a few seconds, a lot more John Mayall, this time with his own band, the Blues Breakers, all coming up after this.
I'm Bob Harris, and this Saturday night, I bring Paul Simon's story up to date.
I was coming from an experience that taught me that to go to the place where the sound is created, not to come to a place and ask them to create a sound that you have in your head. I didn't know what I would find, but if you don't go looking, you won't find anything. Why deny the obvious
child? I discovered that this man is full of music. I love that. It was just like the spirit telling me that this is the man.
Paul Simon solo, this Saturday night at 7:30, here on BBC Radio 2.
Thank you. town of Fort Worth, Texas, called the Jacksboro Highway. Y'all might remember this from an album called A Sense of Place from a few years back by the father here. What about a place where the bad guys go and the good guys are too scared to come down there and get them out? It's called the Jacksboro Highway. It goes like this. Game at the Black Cat, striptease at the Deuce, over at the Skyline, it's always loud and loose. Hey, the winos are bumming, the rich folks slumming. Watch out, man, cause the cops ain't coming to the Jacksboro Highway. Get. Remember that stabbing at the scoreboard lounge? Broken glass and blood was on the ground. You better forget everything you see, even if it's murder in the first degree, out on the Jacksboro Highway. Thank you.
Yes, well, I think they liked it. An absolutely show-stopping version of the Freddie King instrumental Hideaway, recorded on the very first LP by John Mayall's Blues Breakers back in 1966 when Eric Clapton was guitarist. But you've just been listening to Buddy Whittingham, the latest in the long line of guitar virtuosi to work with John. The Blues Breakers are completed by Joe Ueli on drums and on bass, Greg Arzab. And Greg himself told me to pronounce it that way. And that's it from the John Mayall Peter Green concert. We've distilled some of the best moments for you, but if you want to enjoy it full and unexpurgated, don't forget you can get the tour dates from the Radio 2 information line on 08700 100 200. That's 08700 100 200.